More than half of U.S. states, including Maryland, have legalized or are legalizing marijuana for recreational and/or medicinal purposes. So, what does secondhand pot smoke mean for young children? Research led by a pediatrician at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York has some early insights. According to the report, children do absorb chemicals from secondhand marijuana smoke. Children who participated in the research, ages 1 month to 2 years, exposed to marijuana smoke in the home, maintained detectable levels of the drug in their urine. This matters because some studies have shown that even low concentrations of THC, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana, can cause developmental problems for babies whose mothers used marijuana while pregnant. University of California researchers believe that similar to the effects of tobacco smoke, regular exposure to cannabis smoke can increase risk of viral infections, asthma, and other respiratory illnesses in children. It could even increase the risk of developing chronic conditions like heart disease and stroke later in life. More research is needed, but now the recommendation from doctors when it comes to toking up around children is to take the same precautions as tobacco smokers. Don't be a dope. Never smoke inside confined areas where kids are present. More information is at MarylandFamilyNetwork.org. The first 5 years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WIPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Linnea Anderson.